The Metro Council pushed back against Mayor Carl Dean last night and eliminated funding for the three biggest city projects in his budget. The council had a tense debate and close votes for all three. There were cheers when the Metro Council voted not to pay for a new police headquarters on Jefferson Street. They won't pay for a new jail either. And the idea of building a flood wall for downtown Nashville, that failed as well.
Think about it. Should all the taxpayers in Nashville have to pay for this flood wall downtown? Or should the people downtown who are going to get the benefit of the flood wall pay for the flood wall? My other big question is, will this flood wall actually work?
That was Councilman Carter Todd. He tapped into one of the concerns that surfaced repeatedly, location. There were questions about the location and the impact of each large proposal. Opponents said the downtown flood wall would not protect enough of the county. On the flip side, they said a new jail and a new police headquarters would be too intrusive into some neighborhoods. And, in the end, citizen outcry got the council's attention. During 4 hours of debate, the lack of community input into the mayor's plans came up over and over. Councilman Dwayne Dominey said the process was moving too fast, especially for projects with a combined price tag of $225 million.
I'm not opposed to improving the jail. I'm not opposed to moving the jail, but we as a body should fully and properly vet when we're making the largest investment in the public safety of this city.
The defeated projects were part of the city's construction and capital improvements budget, which still tops $400 million. The council did approve funding for school renovations, upgrades at fire stations, a new community center in Madison, and for record-setting funding for new sidewalks. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.